Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. Let us pray. pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be blessed, healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place.
be to God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in gratitude for this new day. We surrender our hearts, our minds, and our spirit to your loving care. Grant us wisdom, discernment, and strength for the challenges ahead. Fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Bless our loved ones, protect them, and draw them closer to you. Use us as your vessels to your love and light, that we may bring joy and hope to those around us. Order our steps according to your will and shower us with your abundance blessings. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Jesus, some will ever see, and you're the
The man of sorrow. In Isaiah 53:3 says, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Christ's suffering was unique and stands out in world history. It merges from the plans of time as a monument of remembrance to the man of sorrows, suffering. For you and me, it reminds us that God's grace does not come cheap. The price was suffering, sorrow, and blood. The blood of his only son who became human for our sake. Jesus, the one without sin, in obedience to the Father, became sin for our sakes. The unbearable burden of the sins of all people through the ages was placed on his shoulders, and he vicariously carried it to Golgotha. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it was for me that you had to endure scorns and suffering. For me that you had to be crucified. Thank you, Jesus, that you died for me so that I may inherit everlasting life. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Right now, I'm going to play another selection, All to the Glory of God.
All to the glory of God. belong to him in the fullness of his blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. We pray his holy kingdom reign. Oh, to the glory of God. Yeah, in all that we do, no matter where we are, all the glory be of God.
All the diamonds and all the gold, for as far as the eye can see, owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true. And he's coming in the clouds to restore.
A model for the home. The woman of Proverbs 31 is a great model for home management. She does her husband good. She makes household items for her family to sell. She shops wisely. She's very industrious. She buys land plants crops and invests. She keeps herself fit. This woman helps the needy. She's honorable, wise, and kind. She looks forward to the future, and her children and husband sing her praise. And no wonder. Look to this amazing woman for inspiration. With God's help, you too can accomplish much. He calls you to tend your home and serve your family, and you do that in so many ways. But are you doing the best you can do? I encourage you to master new skills, express your creativity, and find new ways to help. Even if you work outside your home, you can make your home even better than home sweet home. What an awesome privilege. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, thank you for blessing me with a home and for family and friends that fills it. Help me be industrious and cheerful as I encourage and serve everyone who comes in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. Our God is awesome.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. In the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know it's awesome, say, lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
celebrate the awesome God. Oh, oh, he's awesome.
Amen. Our scripture reading for this evening is coming from Psalms chapter 139, verses 14 through 18. And it says, the Lord our Maker, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together, in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book. Before one of them came to be, how precious to me are your thoughts. O God, how vast is the sum of them, where I too count them. They would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Jesus was a servant, and you must be too. In 1 Chronicles 28 and 20, in the New King James Version says, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Do not fear, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise God. Jesus teaches that the most esteemed men and women are not the self-congratulatory leaders of society, but are instead the humblest of servants. But as weak human beings, we sometimes fall short as we seek to puff ourselves up and glorify our own accomplishment. To do so is wrong. Today, you may feel the temptation to build yourself up in the eyes of your neighbors. Resist that temptation instead. Serve your neighbor quietly and without fanfare. Find a need and fill it. Praise God. Humbly lend a helping hand and share a word of kindness. Anonymously, this is God's way. As a humble servant, you will glorify yourself, not before men, but before God. And that's what God intends, after all. Earthly glory is fleeting. Here today and all too soon gone. But heavenly glory endures throughout eternity. So, the choice is yours. Either you can lift yourself up here on the earth and be humbled in heaven, or vice versa. choose vice versa. Through our service to others, God wants to influence our world for Him. God wants us to serve Him with a willing spirit, one that would choose no other way. In the very place where God has put us, whatever is limitation, whatever kind of work it may be, we may indeed serve the Lord Christ. So many times we say that we cannot serve God because we are not whatever is needed. We are not talented enough or smart enough or whatever. But if you are in covenant with Jesus Christ, He is responsible for covering your weaknesses, for being your strength. He will give you His abilities for your disabilities. Doing some positive toward another person is a practical approach to feeling good about yourself. Amen? The direction of your steps and the quality of your life will be determined by the level of your service. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, and the CSB Bible says, "Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only." In 1 Peter 1 and 13, and the CSB says, "Therefore, get your minds ready for action, being self-disciplined, and set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." In Job 36 and 11, and the CSB says, "If they serve Him obediently, they will end their days in prosperity and their years in happiness." Amen. And John 9 and 4 in the CSB says, "We must do the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work." May the Lord richly bless each and every one for the reading, hearing, and always the doing of His mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in weak moments, we may try to build ourselves up by placing ourselves ahead of others. But You want us to be humble servants to those who need our encouragement, our help, and our love. Today, we will do our best to follow in the footsteps of Your Son, Jesus, by serving others humbly, faithfully, and lovingly. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think You were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but You are the living word. Say it now.
come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Great,
send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you are.
Awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Gentile
Redeemer,
God with us,
God with us, delivering truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. You were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died
to save you, man. Mystique, can you take it up from there?
Jesus,
that's what we call you, Jesus.
Manger born,
but on a tree
you died.
Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Power in Identity. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 100, verse 3. And it says, "Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us. We are his people." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Your understanding of who you are is the rubber that directs nearly everything you do. Rudder. Therefore, you must believe the truth about who God says you are. A new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. His child. 1 John 3:1. Redeemed. Galatians 3:13. Capable. Philippians 4:13. Worthy. 1 Peter 2:9. And wanted. Romans 8:15-16. Knowing your identity in Christ and all he has created you to be can transform any performance-based notions you may have into the absolute assurance of self-worth based on God's infinite love. You are the creation of his hands. Nothing about you is a mistake. His imprint is on you, and he wants you to be a reflection of his glory and character in a world that needs to hear his good news of salvation. The Lord will reveal why you were created as well as his assignments for you in this life. Ephesians 2:10. And when you understand how beloved you are and the greatness of your purpose, you will be energized to live for God through his power. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I continue to struggle with feelings of insecurity and low self-esteem. Help me to fix my eyes on you instead of myself, because it is in you I learn who I really am. In your name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection. Because every praise belongs to God.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
to our God. your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play two selections, and after those two selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips. Y'all raise it, raise it in a motion.
You gotta take, so you provide the spirit,
you provide.
Praise be to God. And now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 23, and we're going to read verses 39 through 49. That's Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 49. Amen. And I am reading from the New Living Translation, and you can read from any Bible that you feel comfortable for that is best for your understanding. Amen. Luke 23, verse 39 says, "One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, 'So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it.' But the other criminal protested, 'Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes. But this man hasn't done anything wrong.' Then he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus replied, 'I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise.' By this time, it was about noon, and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone, and suddenly the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn down the middle. Then Jesus shouted, 'Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands.' And with those words, he breathed his last. When the Roman officer overseeing the execution saw what had happened, he worshiped God and said, 'Surely this man was innocent.' And when all the crowd that came to see the crucifixion saw what had happened, they went home in deep sorrow. But Jesus' friends, including the woman who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching." May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection, and after this selection, I will come back with a word.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We gonna have church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us.
But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God. Sustain me,
my Lord.
To magnify you on this Friday night. But we also come with a sense of need. We want to know you more so that we may enter more fully into a more meaningful and purposeful life. Give us not only the desires to serve you more faithfully, but the power to perform the things that we earnestly wish to do. A part of our service is to bring up the bringing of our tithes and offerings that the work of your kingdom may be advanced. Bless us as we give. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Never did people look upon a scene more ghastly, both in physical horror and in moral atrocity, which means weak or cruel act, than when the sinless one was put to death by brutality and bigotry to the world. The death of Christ spoke of utter defeat. Realistically, however, this event combined with Jesus' resurrection brought forth the greatest victory the world has ever seen. These last words of Jesus are perhaps interpreted by some as a parting wrench of pain. Actually, they were not only a prayer of relief at the mercy offered by death, but also a cry of joy, of joyful victory that Jesus had endured to the end and completely fulfilled his redemptive mission. My text for this message is coming from Luke 23, verse 46 in the RSV Bible. And it says, "Then Jesus cried with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last." And my title for this message is, Trust God with Yourself. Amen? Trust God with yourself. Most, perhaps all people die as they live. The last words people speak on this earth are significant. Those people who have been skeptical or critical will probably think, if not, say aloud, the famous words of Hobbes, "I am going to take a leap in the dark. I commit my body to the worms and my spirit to the great perhaps." Those who have been constant seekers after greater understanding and truth will probably say, with the great scholar Goethe, "More light, more light." Those who have lived as John Wesley, dedicated to Christ and committed to his will, can say with that great minister, "The best of all, God is with us." Jesus' last words were especially significant. When Jesus was about to commit himself to the Father, he reached back into the Old Testament and found a quotation from the book of poetry that has succored many people both before and after he lived. The psalmist spoke divinely, inspired words in the midst of tumult, and danger, as he recognized that God was merciful and faithful, able to protect and deliver. As Jesus hung on the cross in anguish, he called out those words as his last act of surrender to God. Yet his cry had a different meaning than that of the psalmist. The psalmist longed to be preserved from death, while Jesus asked to be preserved through death unto everlasting life. Although Jesus used the words of the ancient prayer, he made them his own. He had lived the perfect life. Now he was dying the perfect death. Amen. He transformed the psalmist's prayer into one of tender confidence by substituting the word in Psalms 31 and 5, 31 and 5. Father, for the psalmist's expression, O Lord God of truth, both prayed to the same person, of course, but Jesus could call him Father in a way that was not possible for any other person. Only in God can we find security. The illusion that security can be found in worldly pursuits drives people to do foolish things. Amen? We sacrifice our freedom, surrender our initiative, compromise our lives, our ideas, and often waste our opportunities by wandering off after something we believe will make us immune to any contingency that threatens us. A foreign ambassador warned some time ago to be on guard against trying to establish society that confuses comfort and civilization. As a nation and as individuals, we may attempt to save our lives and end up losing them by forgetting that strength of character, national and personal, is forged only in the furnace of discipline. Hard work must precede success. Suffering and pain must come before true peace can be realized. A Spanish mystic of another generation prayed, "May God deny you peace, but give you glory." Where then is true security to be found? Only in God, and only in revelation of God brought to us by Jesus Christ. Jesus found his security in God. Jesus had found this, his earthly security in doing God's will. Now he found his security at death in the same place. We never find true fulfillment until we surrender ourselves to the Father's purpose. Augustine wrote, "Thou hast made us for thyself, and we are restless until we rest in thee." Many years ago, an American minister visited a mission hospital, and was asked by the doctor, "Would you like to see a major operation?" The operation lasted for 7 hours. Intense heat and ether fumes were so overbearing that the minister had to go outside to refresh himself. At the conclusion, he said, "Doctor, is this an average day?" The surgeon smiled. Perspiration stood on his brow while his hands trembled with fatigue. The minister asked, "How much would you be paid for an operation like this in America?" The doctor named the going rate for such an operation. The minister then asks, "How much do you get for it here?" The doctor looked at the poor woman who had been wheeled into the operation room, clutching only a copper coin, begging him to save her life. He said, "Her gratitude and my master's smile." He then added, but that is worth more to me than all the money the world could give. We find our security, peace, joy, and everything worthwhile by trusting in God's perfect will for our lives. Praise be to God. The first step, one must start at the beginning. No one becomes a Christian by piling up good works on the altar. The first step is to trust the Lord with our eternal destiny by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. The death of Christ on Calvary was God's redemptive plan consummated on earth. The weight of our sins drove nails into Jesus' hands and feet. The resurrection completed the divine drama as Jesus commended his spirit into the hands of his Father and then expired. So we enter into the Christian life by dying to self. Paul said, in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If we want to know the joy that the Savior knew in his victorious cry at death, we must make the complete commitment he made. We must literally wager our life on the fact that God not only loves us but has provided for our needs in the death of Christ on Calvary, and will remove the guilt of our sin. When we surrender ourselves to him, nothing else is sufficient. Nothing else is necessary to do it. Praise be to God. Nothing else is sufficient. Nothing else can do it. As soon as Christ was fastened to the cross, he prayed for those who crucified him. The great thing he died to purchase and procure for us is the forgiveness of sin. This he prays for you. Jesus was crucified between two thieves. In them were shown the different effects the cross of Christ would have upon the children of men in the preaching the gospel. One malefactor was hardened to the last. No troubles of themselves will change a wicked heart. The other was softened at the last. He was snatched as a brand out of the burning and made a monument of divine mercy. This gives no encouragement to any to put off repentance to their deathbeds or to hope that they shall then find mercy. It is certain that true repentance is never too late, but it is as certain that late repentance is seldom true. None can be sure they shall have time to repent at death, but every man may be sure he cannot have the advantage this penitent thief had. We shall see the case to be singular if we observe the uncommon effects of God's grace upon this man. He reproved the other thief for wailing on Christ. He admitted that he deserved what was done to him. He believed Jesus to have suffered wrongfully. Observe his faith in his prayer. Christ was in the depths of disgrace, suffering as a deceiver and not be deliverer by his Father. He made this profession before the wanderers were displayed, which put honor on Christ's suffering and started the Synod. He believed in a life to come and desire to be happy in that life, not like the other thief, to be only saved from the cross. Observe his humility in this prayer. All his request is, Lord, remember me, leaving it to Jesus to decide in what way to remember him. Thus he was humble in true repentance, and he brought forth all the fruits for repentance his circumstances would admit. Christ upon the cross is gracious like Christ upon the throne. Though he was in the greatest struggle and agony, yet he had pity on a poor penitent. By this act of grace, we are to understand that Jesus Christ died to open the kingdom of heaven to all penitent, obedient believers. It is a single instance in Scripture. It should teach us to despair of none, and that none should despair of themselves. But lest it should be abused, it is contrasted with the awful state of the other thief who died hardened in unbelief. Though a crucified Savior was so near to him, be sure that in general, men die as they live. We have here the death of Christ magnified by the wonders that attended it, and his death explained by the words with which he breathed out his soul. He was willing to offer himself. Let us seek to glorify God by true repentance and conversion. By protesting against those who crucified the Savior. By a sober, righteous, and godly life. And by employing our talents in the service of him who died for us and rose again. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say how wonderful to see a person processing the quiet confidence of a life resting in the providence of God. Pilate did not have that confidence. He had allowed Jesus to be condemned when he could have saved him. The Sanhedrin did not have that peace. They were disorganized and confused. Judas did not have that peace. He had already gone out and hanged himself. The fanatic mob lacked that peace. The frightened band of disciples could not claim it. Only Jesus could. For only he had committed himself completely into the hands of his Father. Are you willing to trust yourself to the Savior? It is the wisest thing, the safest thing, and most needed thing you could ever do. Fanny Crosby wrote, though the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee? Indeed, if Jesus Christ cannot be trusted with our soul's salvation and our life's joy. Who can be? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. Trust God with yourself. Amen. And if you have not accepted him as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this sinner's prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find a good Bible-based church to fulfill your Christian walk. Amen. I would like to leave you with these words from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Until we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m. our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Stay dry. We love you, and we thank you for being a faithful listener to our program, because that's the reason why we are here, to pray one for another, to love on each other, to encourage each other, as Jesus would have us to be. Amen. Love you, and good night, and shalom.
this glorious life of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.